two people enter, only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeez?
Friday edition. Of course, Jeets currently right now, overall record 182 wins, 17 losses, yes. 13-0, playing for family four-pack. Tickets for the Portland Golf Show that's coming to the Expo Center next week. Let's get you a play-in partner. Good morning. Which friend of show is this?
This is Building Engineer Chuck.
Uh-oh, big-brained Building Engineer Chuck. Friday, the day you hate to lose more than any other day.
Yeah, you know you're full of yourself when you have to present your title before your real name. You know what I mean? He has to sit there and brag. I'm a building engineer. Woo!
Oh, well, you know, I mean, what title do you have?
Yeah. Morning show monkey Jeets.
I'm radio DJ super stud Jeets.
Well,
I think you're really not. Now you're trying to kiss up.
He might be onto something here.
Now you're trying to kiss up, Chuck. Let's roll it back down.
He had to give me a bunch of crap about my title, you know? I mean, sorry.
Yeah, I know. And then you got me back by complimenting me.
Right. You got amazing. A legit title, Chuck. Jeets has yet to earn his. All right, here we go. First one to get to three is going to be your champion. Question number one. What U.S. capital took its name for French for red stick?
I don't.
Crickets. No, don't.
I don't.
Chuck.
Des Moines?
Des Moines is an excellent guess, but it's not even close. Jeets?
I have no idea. I'll go with Salem.
Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge. Means red stick. Probably translated further, red rocket probably is accurate.
Well, that would have made sense. Rouge.
Though. Right. Question number two. Jamie Summers became the bionic woman after what type of accident?
Jeets. Got hit by lightning.
Hit by lightning is incorrect. Chuck.
I believe she was in a car accident.
Car accident is close, yeah. She actually got hurt parachuting.
How was that close?
You
have a parachute in your car?
Just in case I drive off a cliff, I'm going to make sure I'm all right.
Okay, well,
I'm doing it today, by the way. I'm going to be pulling that parachute.
Well, you know, at least Lee Majors crashed a plane.
That's true, man. That was one of the greatest shows ever, $6 Million Man.
Yes, it was.
Question number three. Who wrote the Scarlet Letter?
Jeets. I have no idea. Scarlett O'Hare.
Scarlett O'Hare is incorrect.
She never wrote a letter?
She might have wrote a letter, but not the Scarlett Letter. Chuck.
J.D. Salinger?
Good guess. Nathaniel Hawthorne wrote the Scarlett Letter. Question number four. What Texas city is home to the Alamo?
Cheats. San Antonio.
Finally, someone's on the board. Yes. Question number five. Yes. Who was America's first billionaire?
Chuck. Carnegie,
good guess. Incorrect, though.
Was it the Waltons?
Waltons is incorrect. John D. Rockefeller, the Rockefellers.
Waltons.
Yeah, of Walmart fame.
Yeah, he's thinking, good night, John Boy. Good night. Yeah.
Oh, God, I really feel stupid now.
Are you sure you're an engineer?
No.
He shows up, they put an engineer hat on him. They have him standing.
We're like, Chuck, are you sure straw is best for this roof?
Oh, my God.
give him a little whistle. All right.
We're not playing this back today, right?
Yeah, man. We're several times. Just this piece. Question number six. What female trio won 5 Grammys in 2007?
Jeets. Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child is incorrect. Chuck.
The Wilson Sisters.
Wilson Sisters, incorrect. It'd be the Dixie Chicks. Question number seven. What animal is Dumbo's only friend?
Jeets.
Chuck.
It's a mouse.
Mouse is correct. One more for Jeets.
I think I got in on that.
Well, you are wrong.
I'm sorry. Your engineer cap's hanging over your ear. Question number six. Barney Clark was the first patient to receive this transplanted organ.
Chuck. Heart.
Heart is the right answer. Question number nine. In what country was the International Red Cross founded?
Oh, Jeets. It's the the Swiss. Switzerland, right?
Switzerland for the win.
You know how you know is because the Red Cross logo looks like the Swiss crest or flag or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Swiss. Chuck's never had one of those. They don't trust him.
I ate a big bowl of crapola today.
Yeah, yeah. You did. That's all right, Chuck. Yeah, you'll always be known as our favorite pretend engineer.
Well, me and the Waltons are going to go take a break.
All right, man. We're going to roll you out. Have a good weekend, buddy.
Thanks, brother.
Won't have to stay late today. Yeah. That's nice, right?
No, it was nice for Chuck to show up stupid. He usually doesn't. Usually much, much better player today. But
He woke up stupid. It happens to the best of us. We will play again tomorrow. Not tomorrow morning. How about Monday morning? 7:35. I think it's contagious. If you ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jeets, they're very easy to find.
Psst. I got a secret to tell all of you. Terry Boyd has a podcast. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. I know someone famous enough that has a podcast, and they actually named it after him. It's called Terry Boyd's World Podcast. You can download and subscribe to Terry Boyd's World Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.